When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win 94WIP.com/Mark's. As of right now, the Eagles will win more than 10.5 games or less than 10.5 games. 74% say less than 10.5 games on Hold'em or Fold'em Day, the WIP Afternoon Show, giving you a one-day chance to revise your preseason prediction. Ike declined. He's holding them at 12-5. I'm folding them at 10 wins.
I'm holding it 12 and 5?
Yes.
Only three more losses this year.
Yep. I'm folding them at 10 and 7. Jack's folding them at 11 and 6.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm holding them.
Yeah, you have to.
Yep.
You're already holding
them. I'm just going off my predictions is that they're going to have to get a win somewhere where I don't expect them to.
Yep. Yeah. Because now what's interesting about you is you had the Green Bay game as sort of this
swing game,
which would get you to 12, and they won it.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coach Terry, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Coach?
What's up, Coach?
Man, everything, man. Good conversation.
Hold on. First of all, what are you a coach of?
I'm a coach of football. I coach Little League football.
Okay.
There you go.
I like it. Well, shout out your squad. Where they at? Give me a name.
South Philly Hurricanes.
Bro. Okay. There we go. Cool.
Yeah, the team that Levi used to love.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Okay.
Hey, listen. I had a chance to look at the quarterback play, man, over the league, and the quarterback play has been down throughout the league. Even some of our good quarterbacks, like our kid in Kansas City, man, he hasn't been playing good, man. If it hasn't been for Spags in the defense, man, things would be different there in Kansas City. I think the quarterback play has been down, except for last night with Jared Goff. He went 18 for 18. And I just think it's been down a little bit. And, I just think when we're looking at quarterbacks, a lot of talk has been about the attributes and throwing the ball here and holding on to the ball and all that stuff. All quarterbacks throw interceptions and fumble time to time. Mm. They get in a funk just like pitchers do, you know? And I just want to say Jalen is a winner, man. And I'm not, that's not excusing him of turnovers.
Bill.
I'm just, you know, quarterbacks, you're going to have that from time to time. I just think that, I mean, listen, look at Buffalo. When you, a couple of days ago, you were talking about comparing him to kid in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
In Buffalo, he threw four touchdowns against a bad Jaguars team. But when he played a good team, every time he plays good teams, he's not a winner.
Well, yet he hasn't thrown any interceptions this year, Coach.
Yeah, how about the kid in the Chargers? He's always hurt, and he's not a winner. He doesn't win when he's supposed to win.
That's Jack's guy.
Even Dak doesn't win big games.
Nope.
Jalen's been to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
These other top five quarterbacks. And none of them has been there. Come on.
What do you think Josh
Allen? That's what I'm talking about, Coach.
No, that's what I've been trying to say. What do you think Josh Allen would do with these weapons? What do you think he would do?
Josh Allen ain't won nothing.
Oh, my God. He's been to the AFC Championship game. He's a two-seed in the AFC last year.
When did he go to the AFC Championship game? So long ago. I don't even remember.
Oh, well, Jalen's so long ago, too, at this point.
Coach,
ridiculous.
Coach, he gets credit for going to the Super Bowl. But as I've said.
Not enough.
He won. Hold up, Coach. Coach. He won.
He's Terry from now on.
I'm giving him the respect of Coach. Coach, he won two playoff games. One was against the Giants, who shouldn't have even been in the playoffs.
That was a good team.
The other team was the Niners, who were on their fourth quarterback. Hmm. So he also lost playoff games against, you know, last year he lost a playoff game to a team that wasn't as good as the Eagles were, certainly not as talented. So He's been to a Super Bowl, but I think we need like some grander context. And the winning
he
is
wins,
like,
man, he wins.
He hasn't won lately.
Winning is everything.
Okay,
man.
So they lost six out of the last seven games last year, and they're 2-2 this year. Is that a lot of winning?
You got him as a great quarterback. Come on, he's supposed to be dominant, as you claim, with all his attributes. And if winning is not a part of that, come on.
But he's not winning.
He's not a winner at all, especially in the playoffs. He's not a winner.
No, I'm talking about Jalen.
He's talking about Dak.
I'm talking about Jalen. Jalen's not winning. Last year.
Team. Listen, Jalen, they moved. Let me say this. They moved the ball off Sunday, and I'm not taking away his play. They went up and down the field without a running game.
They had no yards until the second quarter.
Listen, but they wound up scoring some points, right? Who did that? Who was quarterbacking that? When they had no running game.
Oh, so wait a minute. Hold on. So when Saquon ran for 60 yards.
Some more.
You were giving that to Jalen, too?
Hold on. You're in charge of coaching?
They've been moving the ball, man. They've been moving.
Oh, my goodness.
He threw for 130 yards on Sunday.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on. You're.
Come on, listen. Let me say this. I'm not going to hold y'all guys. Listen.
No Oscar music for Coach Terry.
Listen, Tom Terrific made a kind of turned me off a little bit. He made a point about the pocket presence. What happened to him after playing 18 years when BG hit him in the Super Bowl? Where was his pocket presence when he got hit and fumbled?
Yeah.
The one. Oh,
yeah.
He threw for like 400 yards then.
500.
Talk about pocket presence. We always want to talk about stuff, but we'll never point the fingers at ourselves. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Come on, man. Y'all got to be fair.
Mean? Come on, man. Listen. Right now,
I'm betting against the South Philly Bulldogs or whatever.
One of my favorite quarterbacks, Donovan had Jim Johnson, right?
Donovan here. Defense,
okay?
That's right.
You got to have a defense, man. Our problem, man, is our defensive scheme. I'm going to call it out like I see it. I think we got to do more. Crowd the line of scrimmage. I think we need to crowd the line of scrimmage, even if we're not tackling. Help the D-line out when it's struggling. Come on. I watched that game, and they were slide protection to Jalen Carter all day long, man. All day long. Slide protection. Come on. Let's. You know,
we got to be fair, man. We got to be fair, Coach.
All right.
We got to be fair.
All right, Coach. I appreciate you.
Now, all right, Terry.
Now, one thing that, before we get to the Philly athletes in the best shape of his life, one thing that Jordan Mailata said, and by the way, if you missed, Jordan Mailata joins us every Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Use the rewind function, the Odyssey app, or subscribe to the Afternoon Show podcast. You can hear it. He said that Tampa was putting six players on the line of scrimmage, which is not too different than what the Eagles were doing to the Saints to stop the run, which sort of explains the Eagles' inability to run early if the other team's going to do that. But what we were doing when we did that is we said, okay, we're going to put six guys on the line of scrimmage, and we're going to dare Derek Carr to beat us. Mm-hmm. So if the Bucks are going to do the same thing to us, they are saying the same thing to us that we said to the Saints.
About Jalen.
Yeah. And he didn't make us pay. Now, it is true that he had a backup right tackle, and he had a backup. He didn't have his two starting wide receivers. Mm-hmm. But it's also true that the other team, and I said this before the game, that Jalen had faced a lot of blitzes when they were blitzing one guy. But Todd Bowles is not like that. Todd Bowles is not afraid of blitzing Jalen Hurts and bringing more guys. And it didn't work.
Yep.
So if the other team, forget about what I say. I'm some idiot on the radio. The team that we played said, we're not letting Saquon beat us. We are daring Jalen Hurts to beat us. That's what the other team said. So just fair to note. That's all I would say is it's fair to note. So the Sixers and the many NBA teams, in one of the incredible strategic moves of all time, is they have media day on a Monday during the NFL season, which is just...
Where does it mute?
Moronic. it's like it doesn't even happen.
Yep.
My advice to the NBA teams, do not do media day on a Monday during the NFL season. Just media you. But Embiid, you know, most of the players were already here. They've been working out together, you know, on their own. And Embiid, in the videos, has looked pretty good. And they asked him about his conditioning yesterday, and here's what he had to say. So you can only do what you can do in October, right? Or September.
Yep.
I understand, got to get past the second round, blah. Him acknowledging that him being hurt in the playoffs was the result of his decisions instead of the result of bad luck is a step. You know, everyone likes to say, or the people, a lot of
but aren't they a result of bad luck?
Well, the defenders. No, I'm saying it's growth from him.
Got you. So
the defenders of Joel, which I encounter a lot, in that to everyone here, to you guys, I'm defending Joel. When I'm in my little process world, people make excuses for Joel. Oh, even my co-host on the podcast.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
will say, well, this was a freak injury, and this was a freak injury, and this was a freak injury. When it's over 10 years, they can't all be freak injuries.
Right.
Tiki said this once when I was in New York. He said, I was hurt all the time. I had to take my body more seriously. I had to own up to that. So two things. Joel just saying, I was hurt, and it was the result of going for, essentially saying,
That's not in shape.
You know, I was going for, I had other
MVPs,
agendas.
All MVPs.
So he can only, I understand it's just words, but he definitely looks substantially thinner. And instead,
he does.
I think if you look at him when he's actually playing and not just sitting up there.
Well, I'm going to have to. That's the only time I'm going to get to see him.
Well, and 25 pounds on a guy who's 280 pounds, losing that is not going to look the same as if you or I lost 25 pounds, you know. But I thought it was a step. I thought him acknowledging that he may have cared too much about All-Pro.
Sure.
He may have cared too much about MVP and that he was overweight and he needs to get better. I thought it was something. I think him coming into camp in better shape is something. I think him playing in the Olympics, which I initially didn't want, but then finally was like, well, nothing else is working.
Right.
I think it focused him and I hope it feels better. And I'm at a point where a little bit with the Sixers, for me, it's always been just waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for him to get hurt, waiting for the bad thing to happen. I don't know that I'm in that space anymore. I'm pretty optimistic. I don't know how good they're going to be, but I'm optimistic about this season. It felt good yesterday to hear him say that.
Well, you mean you don't know what you mean? You don't know how good they're going to be. They better be good enough to win the Eastern Conference.
Well, they should be. That's what I'm saying. I can't predict anything right now. I have to watch them play all those sorts of things.
But all things being equal, meaning they're healthy, this should be a pretty damn good basketball team.
Well, you look at the roster. The roster's awesome. You know, they did a great, not just the Paul George thing. Getting Caleb Martin
it's
on
all
that
the
deal
small pieces.
Was
yeah.
awesome. I love Eric Gordon. I think Eric Gordon's going to end up starting. I thought that was a great signing for them.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about his age. He was playing 30 minutes a game last year for Phoenix. So.
Yeah, he's not here to be one of the star players. He's here to fill a role.
Yeah, and he's
a good shooter.
Yes, a great shooter. Shoots from far away, shoots quickly, is strong, plays defense. I think they did a good job on the roster in the offseason. I'm not a huge Drummond guy, but he'll eat minutes and he'll get rebounds, all those sorts of things. So just hearing that from Embiid yesterday was felt good to me to hear that from
Embiid. Let me tell you this. He said he lost 25 to 30 pounds.
Yep.
That means he must have weighed 300.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, because if I'm looking at him from 270 pounds...
Right, he doesn't look like he's 250.
Yeah, he's not 240 or 245, sure.
I think he was probably playing close to 300 for a while.
Yeah, it had to be.
Well, you look at the videos of him, and this, you know, he's a seven-footer who's had a bunch of injuries. It's not that this is surprising, but you look at videos of him from his first 2 years with the Sixers, it's like looking at a different human. How springy he was, how much thinner he was, and it's great that he's bigger than the guys that he plays against, but that's not really his game. His game is, like, he is a lot more Patrick Ewing than he is Shaq.
Yes.
You know, so he doesn't need to outweigh everybody by 30 pounds.
Exactly. Yeah. He does not. He's not a back-to-the-basket player.
Mm-mm.
He's not trying to dominate another big man in the low post. He is a skillful basketball player.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He has actual basketball skills.
Hakeem Olajuwon wasn't bigger and stronger than everybody else.
And quite frankly, Olajuwon was obviously a great basketball player and had great skills. He didn't have the bag that Joel Embiid has. And I'm an Olajuwon fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great defender, and he was smaller, which allowed him to be more agile. This dude has an offensive bag that I don't think any center, anybody of his size or position, has ever had in the history of the game of basketball.
Which is why you don't give up on it.
Yes.
Which is why you ride it till the end.
Yes.
If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Pause, please. Man, because he's pretty big. Pause again.
And congrats on baby number two.
Me? I don't even know about baby number one.
Embiid.
Oh.
Oh, Embiid. Oh, man. It's baby season for all you young bucks.
Listen, me and Embiid, born one day apart, fathers of two.
There you go.
Leaders of a station.
There you go. I'm excited about the Sixers. But the one thing that's great about the Sixers, I don't have to dive head first until February.
Yes.
Huh?
Well, you don't have to worry about February this year. Maybe Christmas-ish?
Maybe,
what do you mean?
Maybe two weeks?
Yeah, when you fold them. Yeah,
no.
When you...
I'm not folding. The Eagles going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
How much baseball are we going to have to watch, Jackie, baseball?
A week. That's it.
That's all we're going to have?
Yep, that's all we're going to have, yep. Lower those expectations.
Mad Mike here on WIP. What's up, Mad
Hey,
Mike?
Hey, guys. I missed you, all of you.
Oh, welcome back.
Wow, right on time. Interesting.
Yeah. The smartest caller and the visionary of WIP should, you know, give you my presence and say, I told you so, that this fraud, this moron head coach and this fraud quarterback and all the, the coordinators are so much better. Wrong. And this all starts at the top with nebbish little Howie Roseman, so afraid of good head coaches that might take his power away, that he's got to get this moron puppet and keep him around to defend his power.
Yeah, I don't have anything, Mad Mike. I don't. Yeah, yeah, man, yeah.
It's tough today with Mad Mike.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Defending Jalen, you know, trying to. Yeah, I thought you were a linebacker, but you're out there blocking and tackling like a lineman for him over the weekend.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
He doesn't have his players. Oh, no, what did Jalen do?
Well, he didn't. He didn't have his players.
Listen, he's a fraud.
Hold on, didn't we learn years ago with Wentz that this idea that, oh, if he's a franchise quarterback, he ought to be able to win with anybody. Like, that is such hogwash.
So your quarterback can't even, like, just step up in the pocket and throw to the open man? You've got to overthrow him?
Nope. Now, that's different. Listen, him playing well enough to give his team a chance to win is something different, which he didn't do either. But that's different than saying they should have won the game. That's what I was talking about.
Fraud. I'm just saying, like, this team stinks. Sirianni's dumb. And
so are you folding?
And I hope Howie Roseman gets pushed back into the other side of the Novacare complex by Bill Belichick.
I actually think Mike is holding.
Hold on. Are you hoping for a Bill Belichick signing?
Just because I know he would never bow down to that nerd, and he would push him with, he'd put his hand on his nebbish face and push him all the way to the other side and say, "See you, nerd."
Yes.
It's totally disrespectful for a guy who brought us our only championship.
Yeah.
Well, I don't give that to Howie Roseman. I give that to the head coach.
Hell, if you're going to give it to anybody, you give it to Howie Roseman.
No, Howie Roseman's a nerd, and we all know it. And he's not a football guy, and he keeps blowing drafts and trades. But it's Howie season. Howie season's canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, it's great to see you're still as cheerful and supportive as you've always been.
You guys.
How many wins this year, Mike?
Mad Mike Victory Tour.
8-9.
Wow, it's actually positive from you. Wow. Seems like you believe in the Eagles.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. And, I hope you guys have a great
Don't be a stranger.
All right, Mad Mike. Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure everyone out there listening is like, no, don't call back.
The Mad Mike Victory Tour makes Jack sound like he's positive on Nick. Yeah. Head coach is an idiot. Quarterback's a fraud.
Oh, my God. The GM's
a nerd.
Yeah. He just mocked
All
right.
Oh, we hadn't had. That's the first time he's called in a while.
Matt Mike called yesterday. I just felt like it was the wrong time.
Yeah.
He was on the board
really
yesterday.
He really wanted to shine yesterday.
People don't want to hear him on a Monday after a loss.
Meanwhile, Marks would go to him first.
No.
What do you got, Mike?
People are mad enough already. I can't put him on Monday. Coming up next is everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the Top 5 of 5. What do people have to expect? By the way, Spencer Turnbull back? Is he going to be on the playoff roster? I just saw that.
I think so.
Yeah, that's exciting.
He's back up here to pitch for tomorrow.
Well, for Ranger. He's going to pitch.
Somebody has to pitch in his intra-squad game.
Pitch game four of the NLDS.
NLCS. They're betting on the...
No, NLDS.
Well, he's not going to pitch game four of the NLDS. Ranger's going to pitch game four. Mm. If it doesn't go well, maybe he pitches in the NLCS.
All right, so what's coming up in the... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and they're betting on the game tomorrow, according to Dave Dombrowski.
How about Dave putting that out there?
They're betting on it?
Yes.
They're betting on the inter-squad. Sounds like stubby. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5 is exposing the times that Spike Eskin has lied to me.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
The entire 5 o'clock hour is burying me. The text line is burying me. The top 5 of 5 is burying me.
You might enjoy this.
I can't wait until he's out on paternity leave.
2 weeks.
You take 2 weeks off of paternity leave. Yeah, just stay out.
Every top 5 at 5 is going to be, here's another thing I don't like about Jack. All right, that's next on
Lisa.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.